Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laid. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have put him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but she did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Thinking it was the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will come and take him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to his disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what had been told to her. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday we had a narrative from Matthew's Gospel about Mary Magdalene going to the tomb early in the morning. Today we're reading from John, and the Gospel of John remembers it somewhat differently, at least engaging more of Mary Magdalene. I was searching in my mind last night about where it might be in the four Gospels where Jesus called somebody by name. In the second chapter of John's Gospel, when Peter is brought to Jesus, he says, "You are Peter, you will be called Kephas," which means a rock. So he names Peter, he names him Kephas. He was Simon, and now he's going to be Peter. You'll also find in Mark and in Matthew, especially, you'll find it, that at the time of the Transfiguration, Jesus, "Whom do you say the Son of Man is?" And Peter answered, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus says to him, "No man has revealed this to you but my Father in heaven." And then he goes on to say, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." He calls him by name. There's one other place, there's only one other place, and that is in chapter 12 in John's Gospel, where you have the raising of Lazarus. Remember, Lazarus was dead for 4 days. And Jesus goes to a tomb and he calls him by name. He's, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus is risen from the dead. These are the only places where you'll find that Jesus uses the name of a person. But this one calling Mary Magdalene by her name is different. There's something very tender, there's something very intimate and personal about the manner in which Jesus addresses her. Clearly, the narrative will tell us that the risen Christ, the glorified body of Christ, was different than his earthly body, since she did not know it was Jesus, thinking it was the gardener, which tells us that the risen Christ looked different than the earthly Christ before he died and rose. But then Jesus turns to her and calls her by name. And whatever it was, something very personal now, something very, very intimate about this, where he calls her by name and she recognizes him recognizes him in the manner in which he speaks her name, which clearly says to us, she was very familiar with Jesus calling her by name. You won't find that anywhere else. So this Mary Magdalene person was clearly very close to Jesus, a very personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It elevates the presence of women. Now, as you know, the Gospels are written by men. They were written for men, and therefore women get very little prominence in the narratives of the Gospels. But here, there's an insight into the extraordinary presence of Mary Magdalene as a disciple of Jesus in this moment where he calls her by name. She's a disciple, now she becomes an apostle, because she is sent to tell the others that Jesus has risen and appeared to her. A disciple is a follower of Christ. The apostle is the one who proclaims Christ, having learned who Christ is and all about Jesus Christ. Now the apostle goes forth and makes a proclamation about the risen Jesus. It's worth reflecting on this. I've paused over this a number of times, and I've written journals on this. There's something very sensitive, very delicate about the fact that Jesus would look at her and call her by name, and that's the manner in which she would recognize the risen Jesus. It begins to teach us about the human Jesus. And his relationship with his apostles, and his relationship with Mary Magdalene. I think she must have been a very personal and very special disciple of Jesus Christ. I know it was exaggerated in Da Vinci Code and The Last Temptation, Martin Scorsese and that, but there's something very pure and very special about this. You want to think about that. You ever pause in your prayer? Just pause and reflect on the presence of Christ in your life, in silence now, and sometimes in confusion, and sometimes in searching, and wonder where Jesus Christ is in your life. And you pause and you listen attentively, sensitively, spiritually, and hear the voice of Jesus calling your name. And then you will begin to understand the power of this very special moment when Jesus calls her Mary, and the manner in which he speaks to her, she sees it is the risen Lord. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.